we are. That's Dream Baby Dream, and that's by Elle Beale, who's my studio guest this afternoon. She joins us. Elle, good afternoon.
Hello.
Lovely of you to join us. You're from down my part of the world. You're down from Letchworth Garden City, I hear.
Yeah,
But you're also a Hills Roader.
Yeah, I went to Hills Road a few years ago. I left a few years ago, yeah.
Okay, and that's where you studied music tech, you were telling me. So.
Yeah.
Because that track, I said, where did you record that? Where did you record it exactly?
So I recorded that one at home in my room. On the computer with a few mics, yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it? Because it sounds so professional. It sounds so... Yeah. Now, forgive me, but you know, you're quite young. You're only just out your teens. How long have you been doing this? How long have you been writing music and doing things for?
So I started experimenting with writing music when I was 12, 13. And then, since then, just kind of been doing it.
And you were telling me before we came on air, you're a classical guitarist. Yeah. That's how you train. How easy is it when you've done something like that then to think, oh, I'll tell you what, I can write myself a pop tune? Because I would have thought they'd have had you studying in that classical style. This is how you would perhaps play an overture or something. But.
Yeah, so I did. My first guitar teacher was really good. He kind of taught me all the styles. And then I went down the classical route, but because I'd started learning all different styles and I could play a few chords, I always kind of messed around with different things like that, yeah.
And were you ever going to be a classical guitarist? Did you ever think, or is it just a very good way to learn technique?
I never really wanted to. I enjoyed playing it, but I never wanted to do that as a profession.
And do you still play now?
I do every so often. It's nice going back to it.
Going back to your roots. I can imagine, again, good exercises because you're up and down the fretboard and doing all the stuff, aren't you?
Yeah.
So tell us about the music and the bands and everything, because you're on at the Portland Arms in a few. So you've obviously built up quite a repertoire of music. It must be quite a thing to say, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm going to go and start gigging. Yeah, it's all very well to write your first song, but then have you built up a repertoire?
Yeah, so I started gigging probably around exactly this time last year, doing really short support slots, and they're only half an hour long, and I have enough repertoire for that, and then I've kind of built it up, changed around which songs I do, and then now I'm I actually have enough for a full set of songs. Yeah.
Okay, so you were saying as well that you like so many people of your generation, it's all been your following is been built on Spotify, you're saying, is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. That's the platform that I think I have the most followers. And then from there, people find me on Instagram, Facebook and things.
And when you do that first post on Spotify, then what happens? How do people find you? You put a few social media stuff out, you go, you put a bit on Instagram and Twitter saying, hello, I'm here. And then suddenly you're away, are you?
Well, it depends. Some songs don't fly away and then some songs do. It's just partly luck, partly how you promote the song. And then as soon as you get enough streams, it's pushed out into all the algorithmic playlists, and then you're kind of, you don't really have any control over it. Really.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And do you get much feedback, or can you see where it's been played and how? Yeah.
Well, Spotify it gives you good statistics of where it's being played from and who's listening and things like that.
Does it tell you what countries you're?
It does. Really, it's so detailed. It's really cool. Actually.
Do you know? Are you big in Albania or something?
I'm big in Indonesia.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's my.
I don't mean that sound like that, but that's
country.
You wouldn't naturally associate that, would you?
I don't know why.
How amazing!
It's strange, yeah.
Very good. And you were telling me again before we came on air. You were saying that your background or your inspirations, right? You mentioned sort of Fleetwood Mac, Kate Bush, and you've discovered these people yourself. This hasn't come down the parental line. It's not in your genes. It's not. Yeah. My father was a big Fleetwood Mac fan, so I'm a big Fleetwood. What is it about those particular artists that have inspired you? Because it's a long time ago that they were, when they first started performing.
Well, I think what I love about Fleetwood Mac specifically is they have such a range of sounds that their songs, that it's not all at the same genre, it's just all different, and that's, I really love that, because I don't like to think of myself just as one kind of artist, and so I can look at them and be like, okay, it's possible.
It is possible, yeah. But, I mean, the thing about them as well, though, is other people wrote the songs, didn't they? They didn't all write.
Well, they would
collaborate, or sometimes someone would sulk off into a corner and write their own stuff and go, if this isn't on the album, I'm not playing in the band. Mm. Do you do that? Have you started collaborating with people?
I haven't. I would love to. Hopefully, sometime next year, I'll get around to collaborating.
Now you're based in Hills. You were at Hills Road Sixth Form College, and you said you did music tech there. Are you sort of like the prodigal child who's gone off now? Or are there lots of your contemporaries from the time who are also doing this sort of thing? Because I'm fascinated to know what music is out there.
I don't know. I think that because it's so easy now to create our own music at home, I think there are a lot of people in the similar position to me, just doing their own thing. You know, you don't really need a record label if you can do it yourself.
But all these people presumably are sitting there going, I'd love to collaborate with someone. I'd love to collaborate. And that is perhaps what record labels do. Yeah, we'll take you and we'll take you. You're both signed to us. Yeah. We'll take both of you and put you together. So do you just, your interaction with other musicians, this is when you're gigging and stuff like that, that's when you're meeting other people, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're playing the Portland Arms on the 23rd of December. So that's going to be a good Christmas gig, isn't it?
Yes.
And you're there with Finn Collinson. What, tell us about Finn.
I met Finn, I supported his gig at the Portland Arms in September. And I just thought it was amazing. Like, not usually the kind of music I'm into, but I was like blown away. I was like, this is amazing. And then when I booked my gig for the Portland Arms, I was like, I'll get him to support me.
So is that right?
Watch him again.
Just watch him dare to say no. So what if people go along on the evening, what are they going to get? What's his type of music? And you were saying about your different sorts of genres. What sort of stuff are we going to tend to get from you?
So I do kind of arrange like more folky tracks and then more pop stuff. I've been experimenting with like more synthy sounds.
Oh, wow.
Things like that, yeah. And then, yeah.
And Finn?
Finn is a folk musician. He plays recorder and he's got a really cool range of things he plays. It's really cool.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds like a good evening. And are you going to have a band with you?
Yes. So I have three other members on drums, on guitar, and then on saxophone and bass. And I know them all from college at Hills Road.
Oh, so you've pulled them all in.
Yeah, they're all really, really talented. Yeah, I'm really lucky to have them.
And do you get together very often? Are you able to practice, rehearse and all these sorts of things? Or is that really a bind?
That is, because they're all at university, they're all really busy. So it's tricky, but we've got in a few good rehearsals and we've got more planned, so it should be okay.
I suppose the beauty of the internet and everything as well now is you can send tracks around to each other and go, well, you know, play along to that, this is me, and then you play back. Okay, well, I've got you. You can. Are you very much the musical director? These are your songs, after all.
Yeah, I have to be, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but they're all really knowledgeable, really talented, so you can just kind of show them the song and they'll be like, okay, and they just go.
And off they go.
Yeah.
Sickening. All of you, all talented. Look at you all. Dearie me. Tell us about that first track then. What was the story behind that? And then tell us about Jungle Fools, which is the one we're going to play next.
Yeah. So Dream Baby Dream is a song I wrote for my dog. It's about he was sleeping on the sofa and I was wondering what he was dreaming about. So I wrote a song about all the different kind of things he could be dreaming about.
Okay. Yeah. Bless, that makes sense of some of the lyrics, because you sort of think, when most dogs would never sleep, the feet start going, don't they?
And
the eyes and the lips all start off.
Where are you right now?
Jason Ray. And Jungle Fools?
Yeah, that's a it's about a dream I had. I tend to write a lot about dreams.
Right. I'm glad you can remember yours. All mine are out of my head before I wake up.
Yeah. So it's a dream I had where I was wandering through the jungle and I got lost. And I came across a jungle party and just had a good time. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, the gig is on December the 23rd. It starts at 7:30 through to 11. Tickets are £8.70 in advance, £10 on the door. If people want to find out more about you then, this social media thing nowadays, it's all very modern and popular. Yeah. Where will people find you?
So I'm on all of the social media platforms, but Facebook and Instagram, if you're going to go somewhere, go to them first.
Just look for L Beale.
L Beale.
Excellent. Yeah. All right, lovely. Well, it's going to be a great gig by the sound of it. Let's love the first track. Let's take a listen to Jungle Fools. This is L Beale. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Followed it for a day, a which turned into a knife. Thought the tigers would take me, I thought I'd lose all the light. But I came across a clearing, thought my eyes were deceiving. I came across a jungle ball, and they said, oh, we thought you wouldn't make it. Oh, well, ain't this such a blessing? Oh, you're dancing with the jungle fools. Ooh, their dress is made from spider silk, their jewelry made from bones. Their instruments came hanging and they put on a show for me. The jungle queen. Thought you wouldn't make it, oh, but ain't this such a blessing, oh, you're dancing with the jungle you wouldn't make it. Oh, well, ain't this such a blessing? Oh, now you're dancing with the jungle fools. Yeah. Oh, we thought you wouldn't make it. Oh, well, ain't this such a blessing?
Isn't that lovely? Elle Beale and Jungle Fools. There we are. You can see her at the Portland Arms. She's on with Finn Collinson in support, and he needs to remember that. Tickets are £8.70 in advance, £10 on the door. It's on December the 23rd at 7:30. And if you want more details, theportlandarms.co.uk. Theportlandarms.co.uk.